Hey, you've got the morning show with Aaron. Anna, what a welcome show from the old school to the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
So it's a grey old day out there, isn't it? Whose idea was that?
Not too bad, but it's a bit of a shame after the last, bit disappointing after yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Although we've been spoiled this winter, I reckon.
Yeah, not been bad.
Better than most. So it's all steam ahead this weekend at the old school. We've got movies, got four movies this weekend.
Yep, we've got another show of The Road to Patagonia.
Okay.
Hasn't gone away yet.
Hasn't gone away. So that's on this Friday.
Yeah, Friday at 7 o'clock. And we have heard that there are still people who would like to see it. So if you would like to and you can't make this showing, then do email Roger and let him know because he's thinking about it.
Okay, there might be another one. There was suggestions that I would interview the director, and then I think Katie interviewed him while I was away for about 2 minutes because he was busy with a child. But he doesn't really need any help promoting this film. This is seems to be doing well by itself.
No, but we'd love to hear about it. I think it's been such a hit. It'd be great to get the director's point of view.
All right, maybe I'll book him and see if he wants to. I'm quite surprised when a director from another country wants to be interviewed. I think maybe they don't know how small Raglan is or...
No, but we also have a disproportionate amount of Road to Patagonia fans. So.
Clearly, yes. Yeah, the highest per capita in the country. So that's Friday. We've got a movie called Unsung Hero. Should we say what a Road to Patagonia actually is, just briefly? I'm assuming everyone knows, but everyone may not.
Sort of a road movie, surf movie, bit of a combination.
Yeah, and it has a narrative. It's not surf porn, as we've discussed many times.
Yeah, not only surfing. There's other stuff in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the movie on Saturday, the first one, it's 5 Unsung Hero. What's this about?
It's the second showing of this one. It's about a family who move to Australia, I think. Either to Australia or from Australia. Sorry, I've forgotten which one. And they are Christians. And some of their children go on to be really big faith music names.
Oh, is it based on a true story?
Yeah, based on a true story, and yeah, apparently very uplifting.
So we're gonna say they moved to Australia.
Yeah.
No, moved from Australia to the States. There we go. I found it.
we've pinned it down.
We've got all the information. Okay, yeah. So this is, and it's proving quite popular.
Yeah, well, it's in all their marketing. It's aimed at faith groups and churches and so on. It's a very inspiring story.
We've got several churches here in town,
yeah.
So.
And we've other films we've shown before with a sort of faith interest have been quite popular. So if that's you, get along and see it.
At 7:30, the movie Bookworm.
Yeah, well, that we're really excited about. We've got two showings of that this weekend. The second showing on Saturday and then Sunday at 4:30. It's a New Zealand film and it's starring Elijah Wood from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's about this sort of deadbeat dad who is forced to come and reconnect with his daughter after her mum has an accident, and she persuades him to go off and look for the Canterbury panther in the wilderness.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A washed up American magician, it says.
Mm-hmm. Apparently it's quite a strange, sort of slightly unsettling story, but funny as well. And
it does, the imagery on the picture there does look kind of there's a slightly unsettling air to it.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah. So it's not like a kind of sickly sweet Disney kind of movie. It's got a bit more to it.
Cool.
And it's got some really great reviews. And these things, so people think it's going to be the next hunt for the wilder people.
Okay. So that's 7:30 on Saturday and 4:30 on Sunday.
Yep.
Okay, and that's it for movies.
Yeah, that's the movies.
According to that, what do I say? That's it. That's four screenings.
Four movies, that's not bad.
That's four screenings, and then in a couple of weeks, more movies.
Yeah, we've got the next movies weekend will be
that's the 31st. Is that the 31st of the month and the 1st of the month?
It's a kind of split. I wasn't thinking about that one. It's just going to be a stand one. But then in the middle of September, we've got another big one with sort of extra screenings and so on. So.
Is that a school holiday one or?
No, let's keep it secret.
Okay, secret movie screening. It'll be secret for a little while.
We've just got the normal movies plus a couple of screenings of a local Waikato-based film, which is really exciting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So plenty in the pipeline anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so the other thing that's starting around this weekend is the Whangaroa Raglan Writers' World latest week of events.
Yeah, and more importantly, closing tomorrow is a poetry competition for years 7 to 13. And we've got some entries, but we'd love to have more. It's not too late.
Okay, and this is... it has to be around the theme of an hourglass.
Yeah, the image is on our website. I put a post on our homepage yesterday, so it'd be easy to find.
Okay.
There's an image of an Hourglass, and if you read the post, there's a link through to the main page where you can download the entry form and just scan it and send it in to us and read some more details.
And if you produce the best poem, what happens?
Well, we're having an award ceremony before the Poetry Slam on National Poetry Day, the 23rd of August.
Friday week, yeah.
Yeah, and that's at the Wharf. So the Poetry Slam starts at 7.
Yeah.
And hopefully some of our winners will be performing, but the award ceremony will be at 6 o'clock before that.
They're a traditionally shy age group when it comes
to... Yeah, they are. It's not compulsory.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So don't let that let that fear put you off.
No, you absolutely don't have to perform.
You won't be thrust up on stage.
No. Just if anybody wanted to, just for a bit of fun.
Yeah, I remember having to talk at school, just do speeches or things, and that was pretty terrifying.
Yeah, it is, but it's a useful thing to get past, eh? Really
well, I
useful.
I did. I mean, here I am on the radio.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Imagine if you'd never got past your fear of speaking.
I was very nervous. My first show, I was very nervous.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But then after about 4 weeks... It was just a weekly show. After 4 weeks, I was kind of like, well, I'm just in this room by myself. So it kind of wore off pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But that's radio. That's not with a crowd.
How do you feel about speaking in public?
Oh, I'm okay with it now. I learnt...
Love it, though?
I don't know. It can go really well. Like, if it goes well and the crowd's like, wants to know what you're talking about, then that's actually quite a fulfilling experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's like great highs and great lows with public speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting, huh?
Yeah. I think the last thing I did was I interviewed Emma Galloway at the Old School when her most recent cookbook came out.
Uh-huh.
And we did like an interview in the room with the people. And initially I felt really shy about that. And I thought, what on earth am I doing? Of course I'm going to do that. So we did it. It was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was just wondering because my son Rory's is now really into public speaking and wanting to find opportunities. And I'm like, wow, that's so weird to me because I am one of the people who don't like it.
You ran from it. Yeah, yeah. But that's great. If he likes it at his age, that's brilliant. Right.
Yeah, and so could these people. So could everyone.
Yeah, yeah. It is worth being able to do it. It's just nice to be able to... Sometimes you have to stand and speak at a community board meeting or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you just want to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And not freaking out.
Yeah.
And making a fool of yourself.
Anyway, but for the poetry competition winners, it's not compulsory.
It's not compulsory, right. We want to emphasise that. But we would like some people to come to the Poetry Slam night. Have you got performers lined up or is it like an open mic?
I think it's just going to be like an open mic, as far as I know.
Yeah. I hope Rata will be there. Surely she'll be there.
Oh, I'm sure
after.
She will be. Yeah. And hopefully some of the people who've done her workshop as well will be.
Yes, they'll be newly inspired.
To bring some of their poems along.
Yeah, I didn't understand poetry and Poetry Slam and all of that until I saw Michael Moore do something in the town hall at the old Word Cafe that they used to have. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
Yeah, I do remember
that.
Yeah,
and then I was like, oh, now I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know what this is about. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a great concept.
Yeah. The use of the word slam is good because it takes us away from floral poems that we had in school and those things. So anyway, so there's what else is happening with the Writers' World Week? There's the poetry class, the workshop, and then there's the Poetry Slam a week later, and there's the competition, which is closing soon. Have we got other things going on?
The pop-up bookshop.
Oh, yes.
Yep. All your local authors, more every time.
So that's, let me see the dates, from the 17th to the 23rd, I can see on the schedule there. I'm looking at this one on the screen.
Oh, yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
That's right. Even if you've been along to pop-up bookshop before, it's still worth coming and checking out again because we have got different books and more authors joining all the time.
Have we heard, off the top of your head, can you tell me some new authors?
No. Sorry.
That's all right. We didn't plan this segment at all.
Yeah, you have to ask Jacqueline that. She'll be on top of it.
That's not what you're organising, is it? That's what she's organising.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you organise?
Just clay shed stuff, really. Other than that, I just do the bits and pieces. Poster for Jacqueline and send out the mailings. You know, she tells you what the events are.
Okay. So, or tell us about the clay shed then. Must be some new clay classes coming up. They're always booked out. Is there something that people can book into?
At the moment, we've got a hand building class. Lindy's doing she's done it a few years, a daytime hand building class, which is a bit more laid back than the usual. You know, it's very chill class. She allows some extra time. She makes coffee and brings homemade gluten-free treats along.
Nice.
Yeah. It's just an opportunity for people who don't want to come out in the evening or the time doesn't suit them or, you know, whatever reason to be there at a different time.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's a really lovely class.
Okay. Anything else in the future you've got?
Robin Masters is also going to do a daytime wheel class in October.
Yeah.
For the same reason, I think, just to try and offer a different time for people that can't make our usual.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yeah, so that's what we've got coming up there.
Okay, all right. And there's always kids' clay classes as well. They're continuing, are they?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're still going. Okay. Yeah, going well. Looking forward to seeing what they produce this time.
Do people need to book now for next term? Is that the advice?
Yeah, not quite now because I haven't got them on the website, but pretty soon. But I will put a post on our website and send out an email to everybody who's signed up for emails about kids' workshops.
Okay, all right. And what about exhibitions? It is an art centre. We've got an exhibition on. Is it last day today for something?
Yep, last day of Stitch Together, which is a quilts exhibition and some other little crafty bits and pieces. And that's just been a really lovely exhibition. And we've had the ladies from Carrioy Quilts and Crafts have been in every day sort of doing their crafting. And
yeah. Are they sitting there crafting while they supervise the exhibition?
Yeah, talking to the visitors. It's just been really nice to have them there. Mm, and we've had a really good turnout for it too. As I was saying to you, I think you were absolutely right about being accessible. People have got a connection with these kind of things.
Something that makes you feel cosy. That's good vibes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had the 5 quilts to sell as a fundraiser.
Yeah.
And we were doing it by silent auction, and we've got bids on all of them now. And we're hoping for a few more this evening at our closing celebration.
All right. So get along. The doors are open at 10, so people can go anytime.
Yeah, doors open at 10 till 2, the exhibition are open, and then the closing celebration will be 6 o'clock.
Okay, and then you'll announce the winner, the lucky winners.
Yeah.
We're not lucky. No, it's not a matter of luck. It's the, it's the highest bidder. Money.
Well, it's still pretty lucky, though, to be honest. I mean, they're pretty much a bargain for the amount of care and love and skill that's gone into them.
Not made by a machine.
No. And, so we're going to open up the bar and have some nibbles and just have a bit of a chat and enjoy the last chance to look at the exhibition.
And Raglan Arts Weekend's coming up on Labour Weekend along with the Country and Blues Music Festival.
Mm-hmm.
How's preparations for that going?
Pretty great. We've got the brochures now.
Okay.
They are still under wraps because the artists get to see them first.
Oh, okay. Right. So they've just kind of arrived.
They've just arrived.
Yeah.
And they look fantastic.
Cool. Yeah. So we'll get some here in the studio soon, hopefully.
Yeah.
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 Once we're allowed them.
Mm-hmm. Once you're allowed them.
And people will be able to pick them up, just anywhere around town, give or take?
The iHub, we will put some out around everywhere around town, but the iHub and the Arts Centre will always have them.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're the primary place.
Okay, but I know sometimes they turn up in cafes and things like that.
Is that
part of the plan?
Yeah, we will be doing a drop.
Okay, it's going to be a big weekend in Raglan, folks. If you're running a local business that sells food, it could be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Make sure you've got enough staff because it's going to be busy. Yeah. So I think, is that everything we want to talk about at the old school? I always, every time I've talked about the lift, but we don't have to talk about the lift anymore, do we?
No, we don't have to talk about the lift. The lift is in action.
It's in action. Have you used it?
Yeah, somebody used it yesterday. We had a room hire.
Have you been in it and gone up? Have you played with it? Gone up and down?
Of course I have. First day it was in.
Was it very fast?
No, it's not. It's dignified.
It's dignified. What a fantastic way of describing
it. Stately and dignified lift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only one level to go to, so there's no rush.
No, there's no rush. Just enjoy. It's got beautiful orange and plywood inside, so you can enjoy that while you're riding up to the...
I know the door to it is usually locked, but if you're someone who needs a lift, they just come and find you guys in the office for some reason.
Yeah. It's just got a code on it. We can give you the code.
Yeah, we won't say what that is over the radio.